Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 17 through 20. The Bible says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened." Isn't that horrible? I want to understand God, don't you? The Bible says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. That one word, alienated. Alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20, but ye have not so learned Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 21, let's read it. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen to the Lord's word. Would you just lift your hand this way? Ask the Lord to help us. Lord, I pray that you speak to our hearts this morning. I pray, God, that you would anoint us. I know that your word is anointed, God. But Lord, many scribes read your word for years and years, but there was no prophet. God, the word of God was alive in Eli's day, but the lamp of God had went out. I pray that you'll let the lamp of God burn this morning. And it'll be more than a scribe or a sermon, but God, that it would be a message from heaven, and the truth of God's word would be revealed in our heart. Anoint us, Lord, this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. The church said amen again. Amen. You may be seated. Alienated. Estrangement. Far from God. Away from God. Amen. It is not God's will that we be alienated. But no matter how close we are to God, there can come a time in our life that we become alienated from God. The Bible says every man is tempted when he is drawn. What does it say? Drawn away. The Bible here in this scripture says that they are walking in the vanity of their mind. That's what sin is. It is vanity. It is vain. It is useless. All the labor of man, all the labor of sinful man, what does it accomplish? All the great achievements of sinful man, what does it do? It's good for nothing. Friend, if it doesn't last, what's it good for? If the waves of the ocean knock the sandcastle down, it's forever forgotten. I'm telling you this morning, there is a life in God that lasts forever. Amen. The Bible says, he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Amen. I thank the Lord that we can build our house on the rock. And when the winds blow and the rains come and the flood comes, because it will come. You know that?
Amen.
Whether you're a saint of God or a sinner, you'll face storms in life. Yes. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Whether you're saved or lost, you're going to, amen, face trials.
Yes.
But the difference is if you have God by your side. Hallelujah. The difference is if you have faith in God. The difference is if you know how to pray. The difference is if you know how to touch God and make it through the trial. Amen. The Bible says that he sendeth the rain upon the just and the unjust. The rain comes to everybody. The sun comes. The Bible said he causeth the sun to rise upon the evil and the good. Sinners have good days and sinners have bad days. Christians have good days and Christians have bad days. Sinners go to the graveyard and saints go to the graveyard. Sinners go to the hospital and saints go to the hospital. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, on the good day and on the bad day, the saint has a comforter, the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the sinner has no peace. Amen. The saint of God, amen, when they go to the graveyard, they have hope of heaven. But the sinner has no hope. It's a dark hole to go into.
Amen.
The Bible here says the vanity of their mind, an emptiness. They walk in the, I'm preaching on alienated, put away from God. The Bible says in John chapter 15 that we could be cut off. I know that there's a teaching in this day and hour that we live in that, you know, once in grace, always in grace, and all you got to do is come down to an altar when you're 5 years old or 13 or 12 or however long and get baptized and join the church, and no matter who you murder or kill or whatever, you're still, you're saved. But the Bible doesn't teach that, friends.
Amen.
I'm not here against any organization or church or whatever, but the Bible doesn't teach that. We know that the Bible teaches us that we can turn away from God. We can stray away from the path. Amen. And we must keep ourselves in the love of God. Hallelujah. The Bible here said walking in emptiness in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated, being put away. How is it that we can become alienated? How is it that a person can become alien, an alien to God? We know what an alien is in our modern term. Amen? How can we become a foreigner, a stranger to God? The Bible here says, amen, it is through the ignorance that is in them. Ignorance, amen, is something that there is no excuse for. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hosea that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's God's will that we learn all that we can from God. Amen. And seek God. Seek to know God. Seek to learn from God. Amen. Ignorance that is in them because of the lack of knowledge that is in us. And I want to preach this a little bit this morning. Amen. Because I believe that we know who God is this morning. I believe that we're here this morning and we know that what we ought to do. I know that there's people in the world today, they don't know what they need to do. They need to be taught. They need God to show themselves to us. But I'm preaching here this morning right here in Kilgore, Texas, at Old Pass. We know what we need to do.
Amen.
We know how we ought to live. We know how we ought to walk with God. The Bible here says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, for this they are willingly ignorant of. Willingly ignorant. There's a difference in having a lack of knowledge and choosing not to accept the truth. Choosing not to believe what is told us. Amen. If a bridge is out and there is, amen, just darkness and a car is flying down the road and flies off of that bridge to their death and they was ignorant of that bridge being out, it's a whole different story as if there is emergency vehicles and roadblocks and someone goes around the roadblock and plunges to their death. There's a whole difference, amen, in the responsibility there, amen, of that person that goes to their death. Amen. And here we are. We live in the United States of America. There's churches on every corner. Amen. There's books and Bibles. There's teaching. Amen. There's Sunday school. Amen. We have the Spirit of God that deals with us. And we still go to hell.
Amen.
And we're still bound by sin. And we're still lost and undone without God. I say we're willingly ignorant.
Amen.
I say that we're choosing not to accept what we know is available. Amen. And so there's a difference there. The Bible tells us in Job that they actually tell God to leave them alone, that they don't want to know. Amen. And, you know, there's a danger in that. There's a danger in telling God no. Amen. The Bible tells us in Job 21 and verse 14, therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Depart from us. They say to God, stay away from us. We don't want to know. We don't want to know. I want to tell y'all something. Amen. Hallelujah. When the opportunity is there to know and we don't know, we're still responsible. God has given us, He's given us the availability, and God doesn't always strive with man. God doesn't always deal with man. Amen. The United States of America, amen, our country, our people, our families, our communities, we're teetering on the edge of going too far, I believe. God's given us preacher after preacher after preacher to tell us the truth. But the Bible here says, therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. I remember a time, amen, after pastoring for, 12 years. Of course, other preachers, Brother Wayne, been in the ministry years. And, you learn a lot of things and you could tell a lot of things. But I remember a family that was, amen, in the church and, and seeking the Lord. And God was touching their children. But they got cold on God. How many know you can get cold on God? Now I remember I'd go and I'd visit them. I'd tell them, come on to church. I'd pick up their children, bring them to church and different things, And so I remember one day after they had been gone for a while and it was evident they was going back into sin. You can go back into sin and it's a very dangerous thing. Now I remember one time I went to their house and they saw me pull up probably, I don't know, it was in their house, it was on Saturday. Sister Bethany is there probably before we didn't have no children. And I remember knocking on the door. And I could hear them in there, I was just coming to tell them, come on to church. Try to get them to come to church. Everybody don't want the preacher knocking on their door. And I remember, it still grieves my heart today, but I remember, little blinds peeking up, they're looking out, all of a sudden it gets real quiet. I'm thinking, hey, the blinds may be shut, but I can hear, All of a sudden it gets quiet. I can see them holding the kids down. Amen. I remember I was so grieved. And I remember the Lord spoke to me as I backed out of that driveway. And I took my shoes off. And I dusted the dust off those shoes. And I took, Sister Bethany, my witness, I took that dust and I dusted it off in their driveway. And I set the shoes in the back seat. And I drove off of that house. They're not here this morning. They're not married this morning. They're divorced. Their lives is in shambles. Their children is on drugs. Their babies is lost. They got one son that's sitting in the jailhouse this morning. I'm talking about alienated. They used to sit in the house of God and feel the presence of God. But God said one day, shake the dust off that feet and go on. Amen, Sister Janice. I would nothing more love than for them to be in the house of God and their children be married right here. Amen, because they're old enough. Some that, got children and grandchildren. I remember one day he called me and said, my son tried to commit suicide. Amen. How can you go so far from God? How can you become alienated from God when you used to feel the presence of God and the touch of God? Amen. Because the ignorance that we're willingly ignorant of. It's important for us to strive. The Bible said strive to enter in at the straight gate. It's not easy on the old flesh. It's not easy on the flesh, but we've got to do all that we can to make it to heaven. Amen. Ignorance. They said, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Amen. Romans chapter 1 is a very troubling chapter, for sure, when you know where America is today. Amen. The acceptance of things, homosexuality and lesbianism and all kinds of sin. And when you know the Bible and how God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. How that God will judge sin. God will judge sin. You study the Bible, there's two sins, amen, that God judges very harshly. And number one is the sin of the killing of the innocent. Amen, when man kills innocent man, amen, and man other life that is innocent, amen, God doesn't take that lightly, and he will destroy people for that. Another is the sin, amen, of sodomy. Amen. But the Bible here tells us in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 25. Amen. Well, let's back up here. It says, amen, because they knew God. Amen. And they glorified him not as God. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Amen. Ignorance. They knew God, but they glorified him not as God. Amen. Let me read verse number 28. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. We got to retain God in our knowledge.
Amen.
You know what the word retain means? Retain means to hold it. We got to retain God in our knowledge. I'm talking about ignorance this morning. Don't you love the Word of God? Don't you love to go to Sunday school and hear? Amen. Sister Donna was gone this morning, and so she had told me, said, to get a Sunday school teacher. Well, you know, me being the smart person that I am, I thought, well, I'll get one, and then I forgot about it. And so this morning I was teaching Sunday school because I forgot to get somebody to teach. And so those little children was in there. And the Sunday school lesson, I don't know what y'all's Sunday school lesson was on, was about Philip. How that he was in revival in Samaria. And the Sunday school lesson in the children's class was about how that Philip left Samaria and went down there for that one man, that eunuch from Ethiopia. Amen. And that little boy that brother and sister brought this among those children, God sent his son to die for every soul in America, every soul in Africa, every soul in China. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for every person. But I want you to know, he would have came and died if you would have been the only one. Philip was in a great revival. You know the story. Amen. And God said, go out toward the desert. And he's a-walking on a lonely road. There ain't nobody out there. And all of a sudden, here comes a chariot. Amen. And he said, go join thyself under that chariot, the Lord told Philip. And he come up, and lo and behold, he was reading the Bible. And he said, do you understand what you read? Amen. And God saved a man from Ethiopia when revival was going on. And God sent the preacher for one man. God loves us so much that he will save even one. He leaves the 99 to go after the one. Our scripture text said, because of the blindness of their heart. Through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness. You know, I've seen people that are blind. I thank the Lord for eyesight. If I take these glasses off, I'm a little blind. But nothing in comparison to some people that I've known and seen. Real blindness. That's a horrible handicap. But I'm going to tell you something greater than being blinded with your eyes. That's being blinded with your heart. When your heart can't see. When your heart can't sense. When your heart can't know what's going on. A blindness of the heart is greater than a blindness of the eyes. The Bible here says that it causes people to be alienated from the life of God. Away from God. Away from God. Are you away from God this morning? Are you far from God this morning? Amen. Are you away from God? The Bible here says it's because of the blindness of their heart. There's people that's not with God this morning because their heart is blinded. Lord, help us this morning. Spiritual blindness. Amen. A blindness that is caused by none other than the devil himself. As you know that scripture, it said if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Let the light of the glorious gospel of God, who, amen, who is the image of God, glorious gospel of Jesus, of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. This morning the sun's shining, but there's clouds up there. Amen. This morning the gospel still saves, but there's clouds in people's lives. Amen. This morning the sun shines, but we can close the windows and pull the shutters and pull the blind, and our room can be dark because the curtains are over the window. But it don't mean the sun ain't shining. And the altars may not be full this morning, but it don't mean that Jesus ain't saving. Hallelujah. He's still the Savior. Amen. Blindness of the heart. I'm preaching about alienated this morning. I don't want to be alienated from God, do you? The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 in verse number 23, it says, if thine eye be evil, thine whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? If the light that is in you is darkness, you know, how can the light that is in us be darkness? I'm telling you, you know, there's a push, there's a desire in every man. Some is different. Some desire the things of God. Some desire to be in the house of God. Others, they would just as well, amen, sin, or amen, do horrible things and all that. But there's still a drive. There's still a light that is in them. There's still a push. There's still a life. There's still, amen, desires in them. Well, if that desire is darkness, amen, if what excites you is the things of the world, how great is that darkness? If the things of God doesn't excite us, amen, oh God, help us what does excite us. Amen, you know that, amen, that blindness of the heart, we need God to give us the light from heaven. Amen, we need God to shine in our hearts. For the Bible said, you know, that if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And we quoted that scripture and read you part of it, but he goes on to say, amen, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto us. He said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, amen, and give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank the Lord for the light this morning. I thank the Lord that that man, amen, he wrote that song. Whether he is right with God or not, I don't know, amen, but he had to have some kind of a little something there. He said, I saw the light. I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows in sight. Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord this morning? Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Now I don't know, Brother Sonny, about the guy that wrote the song, but I know about me. I did see the light, and I saw it, and I say praise the Lord. I was like a blind man who wandered alone, and worries and fears I had for my own. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night, and praise the Lord, I saw the light. Thank God he can take the blindness away. Thank the Lord he can take the darkened heart away and let the light shine in us. Hallelujah. He can let the light shine in dark hearts this morning. He can let light shine in our family's hearts this morning. And cause us not to be alienated. You say, Brother Sam, you know what you're preaching about this morning? You know, we was all alienated at one time. We was all far from God at one time. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, amen, hallelujah, and verse number 21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord this morning. Amen, that He's able to keep us. Would you stand together with me this morning? God bless you for being in church. Maybe there's somebody here that needs prayer. Amen. Can we just bow our heads just a moment? Dear Lord, I thank you for the privilege to know your word. I thank you for the grace of God that hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that, hallelujah, Lord, I know you're able to deliver today. Lord, if there's somebody here that doesn't know you as their Savior, I pray that you save them this morning. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, and no one looking around, are you here this morning? You say, Brother Sam, I need prayer. I'm not right with God, and I need the Lord to touch me. Would you just slip your hand up? Slip it back down. God bless you. Anybody? Say, I need the Lord to help me. I need God's strength. You just slip your hand up. I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. God loves you this morning. Yes, sir. God loves you this morning. He'll save you this morning. Anyone else? Say, I need prayer. I need the Lord to help me. I need the Lord to touch me. Dear Lord Jesus,
there's nothing to gain without you. All is in vain. Only you can make me over new. It's plain to see just where I would be.
You lifted your hand in that need in your life, that need of God in your life. And they invite you to come and pray right now. I like to pray.
I know everything.
You lifted your hand, why don't you step on out? Come on down.
Oh, you can make me.
I need the Lord to touch you. I would like to pray with you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need the Lord to save you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You're not coming to me, you're coming to the Lord. Some have already come. You've already been found for you. Come on. Oh, I need you, Lord, in my life. I need you, Lord.
Oh, without you.
I need you, Lord, in my life.
There's nothing
I need you, Lord, to help me.
Without you,
I need you, Lord. Why don't you come? Some have already come. Why don't you come?
Everything
lift your hand. Come
in
on.
My life.
Say, I'm going to do it my way, friend. Do it God's way.
You,
I know what I need to do, friend. Do it God's way. God's the only one that can touch you. God is the only one that can touch you.
It's great
for me to see
exactly where I know I'd be.
Help me,
dear
Lord.
Jesus, if I
hallelujah,
didn't
have
you.
Oh, God, help us.
Oh, without you.
I need the Lord this morning. I need the Lord this morning. Come on.
There's nothing to gain. Without you, Lord, I know everything
I
in my
you to
life.
I invite you to come this